Homeland Security is about to launch a new approach to making cybersecurity information sharing easier. In the next couple of months, the U.S. Computer Emergency Readiness Team, U.S. CERT, will begin using two technical specifications called STICS and TAXI. Both will help DHS automate how cyber information is shared between federal agencies and business. Brad Nix is the deputy director of U.S. CERT. He tells executive editor Jason Miller how DHS is putting those two standards to work to improve cybersecurity information sharing.
STICS stands for Structured Threat Information Expression, and TAXI is Trusted Automated Exchange Indicator Information. It's part of our information sharing program. It's a no-cost method for machine-to-machine sharing of cyber threat indicators. STICS is a collaborative effort to develop standardized and structured language to represent cyber threat information. The framework is intended to convey a full range of potential cyber threat data elements, and it's set up in a way that allows the actual sharing of the information to be expressive, flexible, extensible, as well as automatable. I think the really neat thing about STICS is, and I've seen some demos that have been done, some pilots that have been done with different types of visualization platforms, where they've actually taken some of the messages that have been shared across STICS, and they've been able to actually marry up threat information, actor information, vulnerability information in a way that you can really, really easily visualize what's actually happening. So we've sort of missed that. I know that there's a lot of vendors that are working on that problem right now. But I think with this standard, it gives us the ability to actually present that information that way. And then I think it also gives our vendor partners an opportunity to actually develop products around the actual standard itself and develop solutions that will give us the ability to better leverage that information. So as not to miss out on the TAXI side, and just to make sure that it's clear what part of the standards TAXI serves, TAXI defines a set of services and message exchanges that, when they are implemented, enable sharing of actionable cyber threat information across organizational product line as well as service boundaries. So theoretically, what could happen with TAXI is if an organization actually has their own threat information sharing standard, they can still leverage the TAXI set of services for message exchange.
I think that's key here because as we heard on the panel today at the Federal Summit on Cybersecurity, there is a lot of different standards out there around cybersecurity, around information sharing. I think something over 50 of them total. So having one that kind of can bring them all together, that's really the big key here in many ways.
Like early days in a lot of different areas, you know, the internet included, there's always a horse race in the beginning to say, okay, what standard are people going to rally around? What standard is going to best address the problem? And what standard is scalable and will have the legs that are required in order to actually solve the problem and actually be something that we can use down the road to continue to address this problem? And so there are a lot of different standards, and some of them, I think, might be competitive. I think most of them are complementary. And we really leave it up to the subject matter experts to kind of figure out which pieces and parts work best for their specific organization. But we think that in terms of how we're going to best share information with our federal partners as well as our private industry partners, that this is a pretty good solution that we're rallying around right now.
And as you mentioned, this was something brought over almost from the MITRE Corporation into DHS, and you guys are actually are taking a big step just soon. As you mentioned, you're going to set up a server exchange. Talk a little bit about what that means and how that's going to really help propel information sharing forward.
In the government, one of the biggest challenges that you're faced with certification and accreditation is making sure that you're accrediting an environment that allows for the easy access and the easy flow of information while not impacting the integrity of that information. So it's the CIA triad: confidentiality, integrity, and availability. So what we know that we've done very well over the last few years at DHS is we've established an environment where we can get information from specifically from our .gov partners, and we can process that information, we can act on that information, and respond to that information. But what we are challenged with right now is actually working within an established environment that allows us to easily share information. And that comes with a whole, you know, different set of requirements, because if you're going to accredit a system at the highest levels, sharing of information is not going to be the easiest thing in the world to do. So what we're trying to do right now with the current version of STICS TAXI server that we're setting up, and we're hoping will be available for at least preliminary use by some of our pilot partners in the next couple months, is we want to set up an environment that is risk rated at the right level to facilitate that sharing of information, but still provides the appropriate levels of confidentiality, integrity, and availability controls that would be required for an organization that actually depends on the information.
And when you talk about your pilot partners, are we talking about .gov, .com, industry, public, private sector? Who's the partners roughly?
the partners are pretty much everybody. I think that when we take a look at our mission set, that partnership primarily is focused on the .gov space. But over the years, we've done a substantial amount of work with our critical infrastructure partners, and we work a lot with critical infrastructure partners and also international partners as well. We are a CERT, and for those that understand CERTs, it is an international community. There's, I believe at last count, maybe close to 150 CERTs worldwide that we are communicating with on a regular basis. So when we're talking about partners, you know, it's a term that's used very loosely, and I think that the actual amount of interaction that we have kind of rests with the authorities that we have, but a lot of stuff is happening in slightly less formal circumstances just so that we can build trust relationships with other organizations.
The other piece of this, when you talk about pilot partners and you talk about public-private sector partners, CERT partners, they also are going to be able to access some of the data and share data through a new cloud setup. Talk a little bit about how that's going to work and how it relates back to the Styx and Taxis effort.
The idea behind the use of the cloud for the Styx Taxi server is to enable the access to that information with the appropriate level of control so that organizations can submit information but also retrieve information that is relevant to them. We want to make sure that we're protecting the anonymity of information that is shared from the partners that are actually sharing that information, but also make sure that when we set up this actual information that it's getting back to the people that it needs to get back to. So the whole purpose behind using that sort of an infrastructure is so that we can ensure that the infrastructure is readily accessible by the partners that need to access it.
Timing for all of this, you said next couple weeks, couple months, what comes next after this eventually hits that maybe initial operating capability or however you're terming it?
There's a team that's working a lot more exclusively in setting up those partnerships and making sure that the actual functionality of it is ready to go. I can't necessarily speak to, you know, who's involved in it and who some of the initial partners are going to be, but what I can say is that we're very excited within our organization for its actual deployment, because it will really go a long way to better inform the decisions that we're making on a day-to-day basis and the information that we're actually sharing with especially with our .gov and our critical infrastructure partners for them to better protect their environments.
You talked about trust a couple times. One of the other things you brought up was some efforts around cyber information sharing and collaboration program, the idea behind a community of trust that is developing. Talk a little bit about that program and how that's working.
The cyber information sharing and collaboration program was established for information sharing and collaboration with our critical infrastructure partners. The program shares cyber threat incident and as well as vulnerability information in as near a real-time basis as possible right now. It also enhances our collaboration in order for us to better understand threats and improve network defense for not just our .gov community, but for all of the critical infrastructure community as well. In order to join the program, the partners such as ISACS and more recently ISOWS will sign a cooperative research and development agreement, otherwise known as a CRADA. And that CRADA provides access to our DHS's National Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center, also commonly referred to as the NCIC. It provides access to the NCIC's watch floor and can also provide clearances up to the TSSCI level for the partners that actually engage with the program. Within CISB, government and industry partners contribute threat data. All this threat data, it adds to the volume of information that is currently available for analysis by our analytical team. Because of the act of providing threat or attack data may harm competitive or other commercial interests of our industry partners, we take a lot of significant steps to ensure that the source of the data provided is protected. And that's primarily done through our Protected Critical Infrastructure Information Program, which is statutorily exempts from the release of information that would otherwise be required by the Freedom of Information or state sunshine laws and acts. So that's a little bit about it. The program itself and how you get involved in the program. What we actually produce out of the program include indicator bulletins. Indicator bulletins are bulletins that provide indicators of new threats and vulnerabilities in machine-readable language for ease of use. We also produce analysis bulletins, which are more in-depth analytical products that also provide general remediation information. We create alert bulletins. The alert bulletins are products that provide early warning of a single specific threat or vulnerability that is expected to have a significant impact. These bulletins include, where we can, mitigation recommendations and are provided in plain text for easy use by the data consumer. And then finally, we also will generate recommended practices. These are products that provide best practice recommendations and strategies for threat detection, prevention, as well as mitigation.
Give me a sense the impact of this program. I've heard different programs have been set up over the years for information sharing with the private sector. There was the DoD had the Defense Industrial Base, the DIB, that got moved to DHS, I know, several years ago. This program is similar, but I know because of the CRADA, that makes it a little different. The impact of this program, are you able to tell what it is in terms of, is that information sharing happening back and forth? Are people finding the benefits?
I think it's a program that's still in its infancy. And at the program today, we talked a lot about trust. And I think that you could probably get a lot of differing opinions on this. But trust is only going to be as good as the relationships that you can build over the course of any particular program. And I see the CISB program as being very much a part of that trust relationship. One of the things that I mentioned that is specific to the CISB program is the ability to actually get a person in an organization or possibly multiple people in an organization TSSCI clearance as well as access to our NCIC floor as part of the program. And we do that specifically so that we can have face-to-face discussions with people and so that they can see what measures we're taking to protect information. They can see what actions we're taking in order to better serve our constituency. And I think that if that face-to-face interaction weren't such a big deal, I don't know that we would make that or highlight that as necessarily such a big part of the program. So it's important to us, and I think it's important to the people that are part of the program as well.